When a workplace goes to the dogs, well, that could be a good thing. Studies through the years have documented the health benefits of canine companions, but there's evidence that dogs in the workplace can make employees happier and more productive. Gloria Hillard reports.
At RSA Films in Los Angeles, one of the company's newer additions greeted me at the front door. He sized me up and then acted as if he wanted me to follow him down the hall. I glanced up at the receptionist.
That was Harrison. RSA?
Excuse me, Harrison didn't come by here, did he?
I was told to try Tracy's office.
Sit.
Sure enough, there with Tracy Norfleet was Harrison. Long legs and butterfly ears, along with Ziggy, a Bichon mix, and Ipo, a large shaggy blonde with a yellow bow.
This is sort of the headquarters here because I think that's also where all the treats are stashed.
About a dozen dogs accompany their owners in this Los Angeles office.
Can you give us that other list that you guys just came up with?
Leah Carnahan's dog, a corgi mix by the name of Chuck, lazes at her feet.
In the middle of a crazy day, I just look at his face and it calms me right down.
Lowering stress is just one of the positive benefits of dogs in the workplace, according to a recently published study from Virginia Commonwealth University. Co-author Dr. Sandra Barker says dogs also make for a more satisfying work experience.
The vast majority of employees listed positive things about the dogs, that they reduced their stress, that they made them feel more comfortable, they contributed to their communication.
An estimated 17% of businesses are dog-friendly, according to a survey by the American Pet Products Association, including corporate giants like Google and Amazon. Dog-friendly Authentic Entertainment in Burbank, California, has over 100 employees. Co-owner Tom Rogan says his staff view dogs at work as a fringe benefit.
And I think that translates into how people approach their jobs. If they're happier in the workplace and that's contributing to it, then they're becoming more productive.
Here, a number of desks have dog beds and a scattering of dog toys underneath them. Occasionally, a pooch peeks out from around the corner. Others quietly stroll the vast office, occasionally stopping to nudge a knee. Joey Atkinson was hunched toward his computer while Karma, a floppy ear rescue, sat by his side.
You know, when you get stressed out and you have those kind of moments when you need, you know, something to lean on, it's just great to have your dog there.
Of course, not all dogs are suited for the office, experts say, and not everyone is agreeable to having four-legged co-workers around. The Humane Society of the United States recommends that companies adopt a pet policy that stipulates dogs be in good health, are spayed or neutered, and have good manners. Back at RSA Films in Los Angeles, Tracy Norfleet admits you need to watch the occasional sandwich on the desk and conference calls.
It's a little disconcerting, I think, to the other people working offices around the world. Whose dog is that? Are you at home?
But most maintain the benefits outweigh an occasional disruption, even for employees who aren't dog owners, like Alicia Laporte.
So you just can't take things too seriously when you're surrounded by all these dogs.
Bichon mix Ziggy hates weekends, according to his owner, Daniel Krause.
He knows Saturdays we're not going to work, so he sleeps in. Sunday sleeps in, but Mondays he's by the door waiting to go.
There seemed to be some commotion over a squeaky toy. That's when a calm and smiling golden lab by the name of Tank walked me to the door. For NPR News, I'm Gloria Hillard.